Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1465, recorded on Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014. Kidnapping concept cars. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz.
And now, get ready for Dick!
On this episode of the GizWiz, we have Class A cartridges, cars, and crap.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Welcome to the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dickie D. How are you doing, Dickie D?
I'm fine, sir. And you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Man, it has been a fun week. This morning started off, I picked up a friend from the airport, and then we went and had lunch at Pier 39, and I just had such a great morning this morning. It was really great.
Excellent. Is he staying in town for a while? Or did he come to see the brick house?
He actually, I don't think he's going to make it up to Petaluma, but he got accepted into Stanford, so they're having like a Stanford weekend or something.
So it was
cool to see him.
Is he going to study in the tech field?
Computer science, as a matter of fact.
Science?
Yeah, the techiest of the tech field. Well,
Yeah, soon they're going to have the internet on the computer, so he'll be really set. That'll be good when that happens.
This internet super highway that we've been hearing about, it could be a thing.
It could be. Yes.
That's the potential. I don't know.
And the GizWiz show is the pothole on that information.
It's the roadkill on the internet super highway.
There you go.
Oh, gosh.
Already
the sign fell. Woo! We should have a drinking game or something. Every time the sign falls, man, that was loud. We have this thing, and it definitely makes a. I feel like we've dented the top of this.
The sign is just cardboard, isn't it, or is it not?
It's actually plastic. It's hard plastic.
Well, you know what? It turn it around the other side. Oh, is that the sign that was at the Twit Cottage?
Yeah. Well, see, it's just you and me.
Oh, okay. Someone sent us to the.
Yes.
Which we pasted over the other the.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
And then we did a different sign on the back. Oh, it's double-sided.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And it's plastic. I mean, it's hard stuff.
You wouldn't want to get hit with that from a 40-story building.
Oh, it's metal. This top layer is metal. It's metal with polycarbonate in between. It's a hardy sign.
Yeah. I think that is outdoor worthy.
Right.
And they would just slide it in whenever I would go out to Petaluma. Just get the sign. He's coming. He's coming.
It's like, oh, yeah. We have that sign up all
the
time.
If I showed up 10 minutes early, they were out there.
Right.
Yeah,
the drilling still unscrewing. Taking down the MacBreak Weekly sign, putting up the GizWiz sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know the drill.
I had to do that. Yes. We kept it up all the time.
You know what? They don't have that outside the brick.
We don't. We actually have because we're in a cottage, it came with this really kind of nice board because there used to be a lot of other businesses in the cottage.
Doctors and things, yeah.
Right. So you'd walk up and it was really, it was wood and it was beveled. It had the cool engraving on it. And so when we took over the whole cottage, we decided to put the name of our shows on it. And when we left, they have, I guess we took down theirs and put up ours. So we took ours with us, and it's just sitting in the hallway over there somewhere. So, yeah, we still have it.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, as this you can day tell, age, Gizwiz is not on that sign still.
It should just be an LCD sign, right? So that as people come, you can just...
Yeah. Nowadays, we have huge windows, and so we just project. We actually have three screens that's always projecting what's ever live. So sometimes you'll see people who walk by at night. I think that's why we got more visitors before daylight savings.
Oh, got it.
It's because they'd walk by. Right now, the sun is glaring right into them, and so basically no one can see the monitors. But it used to be that people, I think, would see, and then they walk by and be very confused as to they just saw me over there, and now they can see me through this window.
By the way, the chat room is also visible from the outside. So chat room, if you guys have good comments and, you know, you're...
You should wave.
People will... You could wave from the chat room.
One whole monitor with the chat room on it facing the street?
Three.
We have so many monitors. We have six monitors facing outside. And three of them are what's going on live on the stream, and three of them are the chat room. So
nice.
Yeah. Dr. Mom asked, what if we have bad comments? We ran into that issue with the NSFW when we would turn our internal chat room into the unfiltered chat room.
Oh, dear. The cops would come.
Well, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. You know. Yeah, that was interesting. We thought about that, but then we didn't really have a good solution, so.
This chat room is very
fancy. This chat room is great. Yeah.
So, I would not worry about them.
No, we can trust them with our lives, basically. And I do every day. So, yeah, they're good people.
Yeah.
What do we got this week in terms of games?
Well, you know what? The New York International Car Show is in town at the Javits. It is a very big show. It's 10 days long. It's running through this coming Sunday. And never having owned a car in my life, people often say, well, why do you go to the car show? Well, I go to the car show to find kind of non-car things or wacky car things. Or my very favorite thing are the concept cars. But I went to this particular show because I wanted to see something that is causing great controversy in New York City. So that's going to be video number one, and I'll explain in the video what the controversy involves.
Ooh. Okay, so guess what? This could be one of the newest cars at the 2014 Auto Show. This is actually a car of considerable controversy if you live in New York City, because the mayor has a campaign to get rid of the carriage horses and replace them with the e-horseless carriage. And this is what it looks like.
This was the premiere of showing it.
It's actually kind of neat looking. Let's take a look at the dashboard.
I saw a CD player in there.
I think I'm with the group that would like to keep the horses. And I also worry that if they get rid of the horses, what will happen to the horses? They take good care of their horses because they most likely love them. And they want them to be treated well because it's their livelihood. So we're going to take a look inside. This is the engine.
So it's still horses. Okay. It's 84 horsepower.
In fact, it's 84 horses.
Ooga Ooga horn. And there you go. So if you came to New York City, wanted to ride through Central Park, would you want an horseless carriage, or would you like an actual horse? It is expensive. I think it's like $60 for 20 minutes, something like that. So I don't know what the pricing would be for this. Whoa. My word. Anyway, that's from Creative Workshop.
No, it's okay. You're good.
New York class. At least this guy got a parking space.
Yes. So if you came to Central Park, would you like one of those carriages you just saw, or would you prefer the old horse-drawn one?
I would prefer... Seeing that engine really ruined it for me. If it, like, ruined the environment as it putted along, maybe?
I'm confused. Isn't this just a car?
It looks like it's just a car. Do you want to come to Central Park and ride around in an electric car? What's that?
An electric car that's designed to look like a 100-year-old car, that doesn't make it for you.
No.
No, you prefer the horses.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, there's something very strange about, as I said, that they're getting celebrities on one side and picketers. It's inhumane to horses. I mean, a solution has to be carefully thought out. I also worry about the horses. There's different plans. One would be to have the stables in Central Park, because I think the worst part for the horses is when they come from the stables to go to the park. They have to go through crazy New York City traffic, and that could spook them.
Yeah.
But everything about it is weird. What is so weird is that on Monday, I went to thecreativeworkshop.com, and there was a completely separate link, info on the horseless e-carriage. And there were all the specs and all the history of it and photographs. Everything is gone.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking around for it. I don't see it.
Yes, yes. It was. You see that line of links? The bottom link was e-horseless. It's gone. All the photos are gone.
Yeah.
Yes, under TCW Real Time was another link, the horseless e-carriage. And no more photos.
Well, there was an entire page of photos. Some hacking.
But,
I'm going to hack this.
Chad,
they're
saying the price of each one of those horseless e-carriages will be, take a guess. You haven't read any copy, right?
No.
Okay. Well, what's your guess that, so this is a 10-passenger, 9-passenger car. You saw what it looks like in the video.
Right.
It's three rows of three seats. It has a lithium ion powered engine. Capable, has a 100-mile range. It's an 84-horsepower engine. What would you guess it would cost to build each one of those?
Well, knowing that they're going to sell it to the city, I think that raises my estimate by like 20%.
No, that's good.
You know, and then knowing that it's also such a niche thing, like no one else is asking for horseless e-carriages.
Okay, this is all
it
good.
It raises it like another like 20%. So I'm thinking like 100,000.
Okay, that's very good. The chat room's very good too. The chat room's doing 100, 120,000,
yeah, 95K, yeah.
Okay, they are estimating each one will be 150 to $175,000.
Whoa!
Yes, and that the prototype, I can't remember. I think the prototype was like $250,000. So maybe someone just said, what? But they're also saying that,
you know,
in the
it seems
long
like,
run, it's cheaper than having horses and stables.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like the picketing people could be just being paid off by the e-cartridge people.
There seems to be an awful lot of money in e-cars, in the horseless e-carriage. I have no idea. It's going to be a long fight. Bill de Blasio, who is the new mayor, said that he wants them out of the park by the end of the year. But
I mean, I kind of want maybe a study done on these horses. Is there any way we could get hard facts that the horses are having issues?
You know, I don't know. Yes, first of all, you're absolutely right. That should be a thing. Somebody has already done a video of where the horses live to show them that they're not treated badly.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is what happens to them on the street with the traffic. I think that's probably a big thing. A friend of mine, an interesting idea is, why not do both so that they don't need as many horses? And if the kids say, oh, I want to ride on the 100-year-old electric car, you could do that.
That's I assume that the stables would have to be pretty big to accommodate the horses, because you want to have some horses that you know, you don't want to have four horses that are always working. I'm sure you
you're right.
So I'm wondering I don't know.
The horses could ride in the cars.
Yeah, to give them a little break.
And you could sit next to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Just for a comparison of what you could buy for $150,000, I went to Auto Trader just now.
Oh, okay.
And you can buy a Mercedes-Benz coupe convertible. This is a 2012 Roadster. You could buy this car for the same amount that the horseless e-carriage cost.
Okay. But of course you're going to have emissions from that, but not from the
would be gas powered.
I have an even better idea.
Yes, go ahead.
I have an even better
Josh
idea.
Josh is coming up with a solution.
Yes, this is what we need. Nobody's asking for this either, but I think this is equally as interesting. Goat carriages. Look, they're the goats.
Dog carriages.
Goats are all the rage right now, though. There's a goat simulator.
Goats do, yeah. Why aren't we talking about e-horses? We need e-horses. I think that'll solve all the issues.
Oh, there you go. Electric horses. Yeah. Get Disney to do it. I bet you Disney can do a horse for less than $150,000.
Yeah. And I know that it's... I wonder how, conservative I'm sounding. It's just, it does not feel the same to get in a car that I know was made in 2014. I don't know. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But I would really like to...
It's going to be... an interesting battle to see.
It is.
Who's going to win? And
I would like
hard
facts, though. Before get rid of the horses.
The main thing is the horses and the carriage drivers should be employed in some capacity if getting rid of the horses wins out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the horses need a retirement home.
Yeah.
Petaluma.
Or I guess we're always in need of glue. So.
Oh.
That was
well, we can see what side you're on. Okay.
Yeah, it was that was a bummer. That was bad. Let's go on to the next thing.
It was going so well.
It was.
We were just equally down the middle discussing both sides of,
me at the moment.
Of the issue.
Sorry, that was a joke. It was a joke.
All right. It's a joke, folks. All right, so the second thing I found at the car show, which I really was attracted to, was a motorhome, because motorhomes are about as close to boats as you can get. And, I've never owned a car in my life, but I've had 26 boats. So they were showing the 2015 Fleetwood Storm. Now, I didn't shoot any video in the storm, but there is a dealer online who has a video tour of it. And while he shows it, I'll just run a little bit. So something about this that a boat doesn't have is hydraulic extensions.
Wait, what?
So that extension in the back, the bedroom, when you park, hit a button and the bedroom slides out.
Yeah.
That couch that you're seeing there, you hit another button. And that whole section where the couch is can slide out like a foot and a half, and that becomes your dining room.
Yeah, and that's a lot of space.
A beautiful interior. And it's well engineered. That door that you can see on the left is the door to the bathroom. It's designed so if you're going from the bathroom to the bedroom, the bathroom door opens and blocks the view from everybody else in the front of the RV. so you can run back and forth in a towel or in your all together if you like. A couple of other neat features is, well, first of all, there's a beautiful header board. Oh, and then at the end of this, I'll have you guess what this cost. And we can compare e-horseless carriage. And those two big plush seats up front are the driver and co-pilot seat. And that double bed is hydraulic. And that, at the push of a button, goes flat up against the seat.
And crushes the driver. So,
they're raising it now. And it even brings the cabinets up with it.
Oh, that's cool.
So it is really a great looking RV. And I just want, and also you have your options of colors, which broke me up. It's available in blushing bronze.
Oh.
Platinum onyx.
Let me think of one for cream. Contemporary cream.
Or red velvet.
Red velvet. That's the color I would get. Red velvet.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, and chat room.
Okay.
What does this 2015 Storm from Fleetwood come to? It'll be available starting in May.
I love the name, Storm. That just seems like you're going to run into issues with that. I'm sleeping in the storm, you know?
Yes, I know. I know.
Crashed the storm.
All right, so let's see.
I'm going to have to lean on the chat room because I have not ever looked at there's a huge range. We got a 250, 345, 135, then 1.2 million, 500. Wow.
You know what? They're doing boat prices.
Yeah.
Someone just got very close.
1.5. Wow. Yeah. Because it could be a home, I'm going to assume it's above 100. But less than 300. So I'll just cut it right in the middle and say 200,000.
Okay. So what they told me at the show, and this is pretty close to what the Fleetwood website said, the basic price, the base price, 89,000.
It's not bad.
And as I saw it at the show, the model that I was on was 104,000. Yeah, it's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
I don't know why
you
more
can get
people...
three of those for the price of two cars.
Yeah. I don't know why more people don't live in motorhomes. I don't know what the drawback is. I mean, compared to a boat, they get great mileage. They get 6 to 9 miles a gallon, which if you're a car owner, that's atrocious mileage. But if you're a boat owner, that's pretty good mileage. So I don't know if they've made it illegal to live in a motorhome in New York City, but that would be the way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's not as impressive to take friends over to your motorhome.
No, that's true. That's true. Also, driving around Manhattan would be ridiculous.
Could you imagine? I think that's illegal.
Yes. And the woman said to me, I said, so you would just go to a trailer park and park and stay there for the week. And she said, well, most people also trailer a car behind this.
Yes. So they don't have to drive it to the,
But now you're talking about really open highway, because even driving through Petaluma would be a hassle, wouldn't it?
Oh,
this,
man. Yeah.
Towing a car.
Yeah. And when I've seen it happen, I mean, when I was in Texas, there was a house that had an RV, and I assume that they parked it away, and so you'd see them like packing up for a vacation, and they did the exact same thing. And basically, there's no backing up; you can only drive forward.
Right,
you know?
That's right.
And I'm assuming
all the way around the world, if you miss a turn,
I'm assuming you can't parallel park that thing either.
No,
it'd be really hard.
Like I would, you can, but. Holy
yeah, you
mackerel,
can, but you
be...
need to take up five lanes.
That's so crazy! Yeah, that looks amazing. I mean,
yeah, it was really great fun. And there was another smaller motorhome inside the auto center.
Oh, I thought you were going to say inside that motorhome. Smaller motorhome inside the motorhome.
Almost.
Yeah.
All right, so on to the concept cars, my favorite thing. And in all the years of going to car shows, this is certainly the brightest, glitziest thing I've ever seen. So here's my third and final auto show video.
The Toyota FV2 Future Mobility Concept. And I like it already. Look at these tires.
Whoa, Tron.
Ta-da.
Whoa, Chrome.
Yeah, it is like Tron.
There are so many mirrored surfaces. It's the entire car.
Is that
is like an
under
LED
the
that is
display.
In the car, Chad. That those
and
movements
no
are
steering
in
wheel because you sit in it and drive it with your body. I have no idea what this is going
to
look like.
It's hard to even understand where the car
on the video because
you have
there
a game
are
in
so
the wheel.
Many reflective surfaces. But I'm going to walk around the front and kind of really nifty looking,
is
isn't
that
it?
Only
look
two wheels?
Thing.
Oh.
No, it's four wheels. Two on the side and one front and one back. It's bizarre.
It's Toyota's fun to drive philosophy. So rather than using a steering wheel, the Toyota FV2 is operated when the driver shifts their weight. You intuitively drive the vehicle forward and back, left and right.
It seems like something Queen Amidala would drive.
That's, you know, I don't know how I do in this thing. I'm a tiny bit claustrophobic. So, oh, it doesn't close all the way. I thought it actually sealed you in. So it seems like it leaves a little breathing space. But the entire body, I mean, you're a moving billboard.
That is beautiful.
These are the tires. It says, touch me.
I'd be worried that another
and
car would touch
it. And someone is reaching
me.
In and touching it.
Whoa.
And, wow, so now we're getting a whole digital display. I like this. I like this. Boy, you would attract some attention, but not only are the tires doing that, the entire body. Again, I don't know how much of this you can see because everything is a reflective
surface. Can you imagine if the sun bounced off of this into
the outside? Yes.
Or from the outside. Look at this. Look at me, Ma. You know, this is the kind of car for people who don't want to attract a lot of attention when they're out driving. That's it.
This is a car you take to a class.
Oh, yes.
FV2 Future Mobility Concept.
Now, at the Geneva Auto Show, they evidently had some further footage, I believe, from Toyota that theoretically shows the car on the road. So, Josh, you have that video? That's the one that... Here you go. There you go. So the car itself, you touch the car.
It has a heads-up display?
Yes.
Well, that's not a really good selling point.
I do believe they're just
look at this child who can't drive this car.
So in theory, everything would be on that display, that cockpit cover that comes down. And
that's
so
the
it's
only
four
place
wheels.
You can drive it is in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Yes, near a windmill.
I'm mad at you for taking these crayons and put it on the wall.
The design I'm going to put on the car.
You know what I should have done is bought a really expensive car. And the car can tell his feelings. He's so sad. It's okay. Listen, me and you would escape together and I'll kidnap you. And
So I guess you draw where you want to go and you get in the car. And now the car, this is good. So then you draw a picture of a windmill and the car goes out and finds a windmill. Anyway, you know, in this one, the guy is in this demo, you can also stand. In one, it looks like he's sitting here, but in the picture, it looks like I guess a kid could stand in it.
This is the car
anyway,
equivalent.
The chances of this making a production model, I think, are almost nil, right?
Yeah.
This is the car version of a Segway right here.
Didn't it just avoid that dandelion?
Drive home.
Yeah, he's standing. Oh, stand up, kid, right in the middle
of the world, Ma.
That is too much.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if we had fun, it'd be fun in a parking lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm blown away. I don't even know.
I know. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's, I mean, even the, like, even the concept is, like,
bizarre.
I don't, yeah. Yeah. Right. Like,
I mean, why would you have a moving billboard all of you and your tires and anyway. But if you want to keep checking the headlines, it is called the Toyota FV2 concept.
All I wanted to do was stand in moving traffic. It's thanks, Toyota. Yeah. So
anyway,
there's that.
Oh, I didn't even ask. Are there any ads?
Yeah, there are. So this portion of the tech guy. Oh my gosh, of the GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is the leading provider of audiobooks, and it's a wonderful service. Do you have an iPhone, an Android phone, an Amazon phone? Those don't exist yet, but Audible is an Amazon company, so it works with the Fire tablets and things like that. Audible is just the best service if you are going to consume audiobooks. They have over 150,000 downloadable titles. So if you want an audiobook, head to audible.com and just browse around for the book you want. Chances are they have it. I don't know if I've ever searched for a book and they didn't have it. They always have every single book that I'm looking for. Of course, they also offer more than just books. All sorts of different literature, including, of course, fiction and nonfiction, but also periodicals. They have great versions of a few newspapers as well. So right now, currently, I just finished a 32-hour audiobook. It was Neal Stephenson's... Neal Stephenson's Anthem. And yesterday, I had 8 minutes left until the end of this 32-hour audiobook, and God, just absolutely loved it. And Cryptonomicon is probably what I'm going to do after that. And it truly did not feel like 32 hours. It was all the time accumulated in driving from one place to another, being caught in traffic. It is kind of a nice way to get your mind off of if you're running late for work. I love to put on Audible because it just distracts me. Currently, I just started. I was going to start playing here. A Random Walk Down Wall Street. Suggested to me by a friend. We were having lots of conversations about investing and trying to get finances in order. I've been kind of on a kick with that. In fact, I have a lot of the Rich Dad series as well. So currently, I'm listening to A Random Walk Down Wall Street. It's talking a little bit about investing stuff. So far, so great. And as you can see, I just finished there. You get a little badge when you finish a book. So you can see I have tons of little badges. Hatching Twitter, The Everything Store, Divergent, Rich Dad Cash Flow Quadrant.
Wow.
Yeah, I love Audible. And you can get any of these books that I'm talking about. You can get one of them for free. You get a credit to spend at Audible if you go to audible.com/gizwiz. That's kind of a nice way to test out the service. If you want, this is a 30-day free trial, and just test it out. I know that you'll fall in love with it once you start using Audible. And note that there are a few 2-credit books. Something like Game of Thrones, for instance, is a 2-credit book. So you unfortunately won't get to test that book out. But the other two that I just talked about are 1-credit, and you basically just get a free book. You get to steal a book. So head on over to audible.com/gizwiz to test it out, and I know you're gonna love it. And we thank Audible for their support of the GizWiz and Twit.
Great. So, and now, ladies and gentlemen, I have to take the mic because this is always the most exciting part of the show, at least to Chad.
Yeah.
And it's Chad's Crappy Corner with its own theme.
But you might want it at Chad's. Happy Corner.
Love it. Love it. So we are continuing on the stretchy theme. I have two stretchy things today, and they also have like a mini theme embedded in the stretchy theme, and it is fitness. Oh, you know what? I do. Good. So the first one is this belt, and so I've been heading to the gym and running a little bit more recently. And whenever you're running, especially if you're using like track pants or something, putting like your phone in your pocket doesn't really make a lot of sense because what are those track pants? Is that what they're called? The shorts, like baseball shorts, right? They normally have really deep pockets and they're made out of vinyl stretching material. And so if you have a phone, it just bounces all over. So I was running with my phone in my hand and, I switched to this. This came in. This is from Brachytron. And this is the True Runner Belt. And so the idea is that it has a little bit of elastic, and it's kind of like a sport fanny pack. And you can just snap it on, and on the front you have a pouch that can hold a phone. It can hold, basic electronics. And it's not that big of a pouch, but it doesn't really need to be. And it has a nice zipper. And this is it's kind of that backwards zipper, so it feels really nice. And it even has a reflector on it for us runners. And then you take this and snap it to your back here. And
is the pouch itself stretchy?
It is.
You could put several things in it, and
yeah, you can't put too much. Like you could, basically, it's for your keys or for small things, very small things. My phone is kind of hitting the limit of how stretchy this is. So if you had something like an Xperia ZU, phone.
And what phone is that, and what size screen is
this?
This
is a Nexus 5, so this is a 5-inch screen.
Okay.
And it's not quite at the limit. You can see it easily fits in. And also, a thing that I like is that when you don't have it in, they folded the back in such a way that it kind of condenses down really quickly and easily.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a nice feature of how it's made. And then, of course, and you can even, it depends on your tolerance level of having something strapped to you. But I kind of liked it because you can almost hide your stuff if you put it underneath a shirt. It's a lot, you just run with it and you can basically not tell that you're carrying a phone on you. Which
good.
Is, maybe a nice way to not get mugged or something. And you're just like, I don't have a phone. Like, look, no phone here. Which is kind of ruins it if you have like earplugs in, which I normally do. So that is the Brachytron.
I have no phone here. Please leave me alone. Oh wait, I have to take this call.
I gotta call the police on you. No phone, but And the other, so that's the True Runner.
How much
belt.
Is that guy?
This, what's funny is it hasn't been released yet. Actually, this is a pre-release model.
Okay.
They sent it.
Looking True Runner.
$19.95, $20 for a traveling pouch. I could only find a story on it. I didn't actually find a store link.
Brachytron on their website. You can pre-order it.
Oh yeah, okay. Yesterday their website was down. So okay, perfect. Yes. So pre-order this for $19.95. That's perfect. And the other thing, I've actually been wearing this whole show. So I don't know. This is either going to be hilarious or very, very awkward. I've been underneath my shirt. I've been wearing another shirt, and it has kind of this really cool sensor on it right here. I almost feel like Iron Man with this sensor. And this is a heart rate monitor. This is from Sensoria. This is their smart shirt, and embedded is this sensor, and you can pull it off, which is kind of cool. Because yesterday I've been testing it out, and, you know, of course, if you're running with something, it gets very sweaty. And so you can take this and you can wash it, and you take the little sensor off. This is a little bit...
Is it sending your heartbeat to your phone?
Right. Or? So let me show that off. All you do, and this is, I got the, they have a few different versions. You can either supply your own heart rate monitor. There's a few different versions that are compatible with the shirt. But I got the version that has the heart rate monitor. It's $150. So this is kind of an expensive, oops. And I put it on upside down. It does have a little left, right, things. So it just snaps in just like a button. And then on my phone, whoops, things all around. I have an app, and this is from Polar Beat. But it works with a whole bunch of different apps, and there's a list on their website. Let me just, Sensoria Fitness, which isn't out yet, Stravia, Runtastic, My Run, Map My Run, Edimoto, Runkeeper, Polar Beat, Run Meter. So all sorts of stuff. I'm going to go ahead and skip all this. Done. You just go into your, it already paired. It just paired. So you can see my heartbeat is 8480 beats a second. And so if I start running, here, we'll just leave that there, or try to do something kind of physical, it will start to, raise. It takes a little while for your heart to catch up to actually what you're doing. Oops. And oh, that's not what I wanted. I went on a run already. Let me see if I can find that. Sessions, distance. I have to admit, I haven't really used this app quite as much. Is there a way? Heart rate zones. There we are. Heart rate zones. I was in zone four. Pretty.
Wow, zone four. That's like the platinum zone.
If I go ahead and start, yeah, skip that. It will show my heart rate on a graph over here, and by the end,
is that your heart rate there?
Right. So I'm at 113.
It's a little behind, but now it's really going up.
Right. So I'm at 114, and that's just kind of how hearts work. Is like kind of kick in after you're a little bit out of breath after a while. Doesn't just jump.
Well, that doctor's right degree up has really come in handy right? The time on the show.
Right. So it's really neat because you're just wearing a shirt instead of having some sort of strap or some extra, what did I just say? Connection to the heart rate monitor was lost.
It just says your heart has just stopped.
Right.
Please start
right.
your heart again.
I don't say anything. Now... His thing is
please turn your heart off and back on again.
One weird thing is that it doesn't
reboot your heart.
Doesn't have any sleeves, so if you're gonna run with this, you gotta be fine. So I'm all wired in. This happens. Everyone's giving cat calls. Stay on there, Leo. Stop screaming at me. So it doesn't have any sleeves. So you gotta be willing to run like this. Without
yeah,
any,
baby. Yeah,
that Leo guy. Now I don't even know how to show you inside. I'm like, let's put this shirt back on. Leo is getting a little outrageous. On the inside, there are these metal pads, It's like a metal sort of fabric, and that is what is contacting your skin to do the heart rate monitor. So you can kind of see, now that it's been going for a little bit, it's been keeping track, and apparently I'm at 150.
Wait, so your heart rate, the highest,
it's going crazy. And you can see when I just took it off of my skin right there to show you the pads, we're just going straight right across. So this is the Sensoria.
You know what the fabric is?
Inside it lists it, made in Italy. By the way, this is the medium to large shirt. So that's kind of funny that something that's this form-fitting on me is the medium to large shirt.
Wow.
On the back here, it does have what it's made out of. We got 48% poly-made? And then 47% polypropylene. 5% elastic. Elastin? It's in Italian. The shirt was made in Italy.
There's a little bit of, and there's 2% pasta.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of preliminaris, or you know, what's the red sauce? Marinara sauce. That was a failed joke.
You have to order with or without garlic when you ordered the shirt.
Right, right. And so they have a different, now one thing that I do want to test out is on their products, they have a few different types of products, and one of my favorites, let's see if I can actually click on the store, is they have smart socks. And so I would love to test out these smart socks that they come with a little band that you put onto your sock, and then it basically does the same thing, but in a sock, which I thought was...
Wow.
It was pretty funny.
$200
Well, yeah.
On sale.
Yeah.
So it takes your pulse
from
your ankle?
Yeah, it says that there's wires down to your heel and your foot, as you can kind of see in this, and the pad of your foot. And one funny thing that the heart rate monitor kept asking for was when you were pairing it, it said, make sure the device is on and that you have moistened the electrodes. And that cracked
put your finger in an electric outlet.
Time I laughed every single time, and as you can see, it's working just great on the app. It's captured my heart rate over time, which is exactly what you want this to do.
Yeah.
And it's very comfortable, which is
and it's good
nice.
To know. At the bottom there, it says you are alive, so that's a nice recognition.
Right, it goes, you haven't died yet.
Still living.
Yeah, and this nice. This app kind of zones it. So this is light activity, and this is really high-paced activity when you get up to 180 beats per minute, something like that. So. So,
that one was 150, you said, right?
150 with the sensor. So if you're someone who already has, and it works with two other types of sensors. Let me find this. If you already own a sensor, it's only $80 for the shirt. It works with the Polar H7 or the Garmin Premium if you just want the shirt with the pads included.
I see.
Yeah. And I believe I have the black version. If you want their sensor, it's $150 for everything included. And it doesn't really say which brand of sensor this is. But. Machine wash. I washed it last night. That was another thing that I wanted to do. I washed it last night, so I wanted to make sure it didn't fall apart or stop working after a wash.
You think it got snugger after you washed it, or you think it's the same size?
Same. No? Yeah, I didn't notice any issue. But sleeve the shirts. It's what you want when you're working out. I wish they made a sleeved version, to be honest. But yeah, that is my two bits of crap.
Nice.
So I guess it's time for the warehouse. I'll cover up here.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
What do you got for us this week, Dickie D?
Well, I didn't get to go to the warehouse, but it doesn't matter because we have a viewer video. It's not a warehouse gadget. It is my favorite gadget, and it's from Askin Ardalan, A-S-H-K-A-N-A-R-D-A-L-A-N. He's also known as DGtronic. And he has kind of a bizarre electronic version of something we all used when we were a kid. And here it is.
Ooh.
I know. He likes
nice
to
intro.
He likes to put supers on the screen, too.
Hello, everyone at twit.tv and gizwiz.biz. It's me, DGtronic. You asked what my favorite gadget is. Well, I'm sure you've all seen these for working out with your hands and making your grip stronger. Now, meet the digital version.
Oh!
It's a very unique gadget. I've never seen any other than this one. This unit, unfortunately, is broken because when I was taking design back in college, I was excited to show it to my classmates. And when I took it to class, they were nice enough to break it for me. Anyways, let me get a little bit closer to the camera and show you to it closer.
That's what I call the quantified self.
It's a white plastic body, very slippery, unfortunately. So it's not too comfortable to do the exercise with, especially if you have sweaty palms. This is the part that you grip. There's a speaker on the back. There's a little screen on the front. The speaker, of course, talks to you, tells you information, and so does the screen here. There's a bunch of buttons here.
Your best record is 92.6 health.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's the total force right there.
Present force clear.
Huh. And there's some settings right there, as you can see, that are adjustable. And let me just try to demonstrate. I probably won't be able to use it because it's broken and very hard.
I see, okay.
Oh, wow.
So, there you go. That's how it is. And let me switch that to the top. So that's the total count.
Total 4,218.2 pounds.
That's the total force right there.
Huh. Seems a little
Thank
different.
Thank you for watching this video. And I don't know what the brand of this is. All it says on it is talking.
Talking.
I'll see you in the next video.
It is talking. That's cool.
Thank you, yeah. Ashkin. And I did a web search. Nothing on Google, but Josh, if you want to go to that link, for some bizarre reason, ShoeBuy.com sells what I believe is this exact version. Did you find that link, Josh?
We don't have the link.
No, I missed it here.
You know what? If you just type in digital talking hand grip, it'll come up. It's $39, and they've given it a name this time. Therapeutic is what they're calling it now.
Therapeutic.
I think I found it.
Okay, good.
Got it.
I thought for sure this was already going to be in there. There you go. Doesn't it look like the one he
had? Yeah, it looks exactly. It even says talking.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you found one on Amazon. Okay.
Yeah, it was $40.
Whoa. $40.53. And it comes unbroken, I'm assuming. Oh, wow. I see what it says. His just has the thing that says talking. They now have put a new name on the side, which is Carepedic.
Carepedic, yeah. I can't tell if this is used to work out your hand or just to measure the force that
you know that's interesting because the very first thing that Askin showed us was really a hand exercise.
Right.
But it does say hand grip exerciser.
Yeah. Huh.
But I mean the thing is every time you squeeze it, do you want to hear that lady say
no?
You know, yeah. Oh no, the same
I
as
mean
last
it would be neat to know like maybe if I was trying to regain some, doing some sort of actual, muscle
physical
workout.
Therapy.
Yeah, to find out how much progress I've made. Interesting.
Anyway, no That's customer cool. reviews, by the way. Anyway, so if you have a video, it can be just like Ask Ken's video, my favorite gadget. My favorite old gadget. We love those. Just make a 2 to 3 minute video and put it on YouTube and just send us a quickie little email. You know, Dick, this is from 1852 from my great, 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 great grandfather, whatever it is. And send it to us at gizwiz@twit.tv. Just send the link and hopefully it'll show up here and you'll get a piece of crap from the Brick House. And you'll get an autographed Mad and a 35-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo from me.
Very cool. And and you also might get a runner belt.
Whoa. Celebrity runner belt.
There we go. Let's see if we can keep the phone. It's funny. It's been keeping track of my my heart rate this whole time. I got really excited right over here. Not sure what was going on.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was quite
a
spike.
Oscar winning heartbeat rate right there.
Yeah. Training stopped. Thank you. Send in your videos, and I guess let's go ahead and get to the letter. I think
Your Google Glass is great.
Yeah, this cost over $1,000 for these Google Glass.
But that's the panoramic Google Glass. Yeah. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
I don't know.
This is the strange Google. This is the Google Glass where only people walking toward you can see the information.
Yeah.
Very strange. Yeah.
It's, you know, they were worried about privacy, so now they fixed that.
Oh, good. You have to punch in a number.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, now they see what you see. So say, okay, Google.
Nice.
Started Skype. Stop it, Google. Stop it. I'm calling someone. Okay. Anyway, let's get to the letter.
Our letter of the week is from Paul Watson, also known as CV Techie. And the subject is, this does fit in perfectly here, Gadget Warehouse. And the message is, since this month is stretchy on the Gizwiz or Chad segment, you should pull out the Stretch Armstrong if you have one. Now, I don't have one, but I know what it is. Do you know what Stretch Armstrong was?
Isn't that a toy?
Yes.
Yes.
And I found a website that has an old commercial on. I think it's called Retro Junk, the website. And this is a 30-second Stretch Armstrong commercial.
Help! We've been robbed!
Stop! Stop, evildoers! Introducing Super Stretchy.
Oh, my!
Stretch Armstrong. Yes, Stretch Armstrong. Now stretching fun farther than ever before.
Yikes!
He stretches, even ties and knots, but always returns to his original shape.
How'd he do that?
He's been doing that since he was a kid. Stretch Armstrong from Cap Toys. Well,
I remember that they also ended up like making like Stretch Hulk and Stretch Superman. Like, oh yeah, they do. Here it is. This is the one that I remember.
Oh, Stretch. Oh, a totally different one.
Yeah. Oh.
Exercise Stretch Armstrong. It is. Yeah.
Maybe this video is just green. Yeah, I think his video is just green. I thought that was the green version of Stretch Armstrong.
Now
Stretch
Armstrong. That's up. Oh,
he's going back into shape. Stretch Armstrong is really great.
Oh, my turn to be coach.
Stretch Armstrong from Kenner.
Yeah.
That's a riot. The other one was from, like, Cap Toys. This is from Kenner.
Yeah.
And they're both called Stretch Armstrong. How bizarre.
That's so weird. Anyway, yeah, I totally remember these. Burke was saying.
All right,
that he
so now
broke
let's
his.
Get five people and see how far we can stretch Chad.
Here we go. I don't think I stretched quite the same.
We'll
I wonder
make
how
you
many kids
six
like
feet
dislocated
tall.
Shoulders like would use it. I'm gonna be less like Stretch Armstrong. Ah.
Let's see if we can do that to Mikey.
Right. The cat. It's Stretch Cat, right? yeah, that is funny. Yeah, I totally remember Stretch Armstrong. Yeah, that's great. Right. That's
so
great.
Thank you for sending in a letter that fits in with our stretchable theme. Oh, you know, how many more? We only have one more week in April.
Yeah, we do.
If anybody can find a stretchy thing, send an email dick@gizwiz.biz, and we could use it as next week's letter.
Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely.
That would be fun. That'd to be find fun. Something, a stretchy something to use on next week's GizWiz, which will be the last of Chad's stretchy
months. We may bring months back. We think we're going to do food month again because there's just so
already?
Many food things. Well, no, not next month, but we we may have to bring it back. Okay. Don't forget to play the What the Heck Is It game at gizwiz.biz. Head on over to the front page. There's a What the Heck Is It button. And you, too, could guess, what the heck is this?
Is it stretchy or is it not?
Is it food-related? Is it... where could this be? I think it's a toilet seat holder.
Could be.
For...
I cannot give any clues.
Yeah. Hmm.
I'm forbidden by law.
I think it... hooks onto the back of your truck, and you can pull
your motorhome.
The stretchy Steve. yeah. So go ahead and do that. And there's, of course, 12 Mad Magazines of the current issue for the correct answers, and up to 24 for really awesome answers. Those are just fun.
Yeah. Silly, stupid answers. Yep. Win.
Yep. And make sure that you subscribe to the GizWiz at twit.tv/GizWiz. It's an easy URL to remember. And you can get it in all of its form, audio, video, HD, SD, even multiple versions of that. Or even YouTube, if you're into that sort of thing. And I guess that's about it for this episode of the GizWiz. See you next week.
I'll be here.